7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. With total deaths rising to at least 182, Helene is now the deadliest hurricane to hit the mainland U.S. since Katrina in 2005. Getting a look at the destruction in the Carolinas from the air, President Biden making this promise in Raleigh.
I approve the request of Governor Cooper for the federal government to cover 100% of all the costs for debris removal, emergency protective measures, for 6 months.
Israel says its ground offensive today in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah militant targets left 8 Israeli soldiers dead. Federal prosecutors requesting an indefinite delay in scheduling the trial for the man charged in an apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump in Florida, citing a huge amount of evidence. With tens of thousands of port workers on strike, the worry for this man in Royal Oak, Michigan, is potential shortages and price hikes.
This is a domino effect. Everybody's going to be affected.
This is ABC News. A Michigan court finds that concert promoter Live Nation is not responsible for the 2021 deaths of 3 men. The trio got carbon monoxide poisoning from a generator while camping at a Michigan festival. Louisiana used to bring a live tiger mascot to home football games, but stopped in 2016. Now the governor wants to bring that back.
Calling it an unbelievable opportunity, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry confirming his backing for LSU to bring back its iconic Bengal tiger mascot, a tradition that's been dormant for nearly a decade. The proposal facing fierce opposition from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA urging the governor to reconsider, arguing that bringing a wild animal into a chaotic stadium environment is both cruel and dangerous. Landry responding, saying everyone anxious about this needs to, quote, calm down. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Voting now underway in Alaska's annual Fat Bear Week contest. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public, in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-3 wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and pleasant, a high in the mid-70s. A little cooler Friday, sunshine and near 70, but up to the upper 70s and breezy Saturday. Cooler Sunday, breezy again, upper 60s. Currently, it's 66.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll discuss the new film Closure, the story of the closing of our two-year campuses, and also look ahead to a visit from Vice President Harris next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of Nightlight on this beautiful Wednesday night here in the state of Wisconsin. Gorgeous fall night. Having some fun here with two comedy idols of mine and reading your text as well. Tonight, our question or request, I should say, is give a random compliment about someone famous or someone in your life. We're doing all positivity things tonight. And Sherry chimes in and says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Missed the question. Aw, that's why I just read it, Sherry, just for you. Drake in Green Bay says, Henny Youngman once told me that if I have the chance to live my life over again, don't do it. Really? He said that at the old Brown County Arena. That's awesome. That's awesome, Drake.
We did. We worked with Henny Youngman.
Yeah. Really?
It's Chicago Fest.
Yeah.
Oh, outdoor?
Cool thing. It lasted. Yeah, it was. It tented, but I mean, yeah, it was outside. But yeah, we got to meet also Bruce Jenner.
That's right. That was at the boat show. That was at the boat show.
That was the boat show, not the. Yeah, that's right. Good.
Are you guys nice boatsmen?
No, but we were entertainers.
We were entertainers at the Boatsman. And right. And being on the boat show got us on Bozo Circus.
Yes.
Oh, nice credit.
Gigantic thrill.
We were called the comedy team from the boat show. Let's welcome them.
And Master Ned forgot our name. So he's like, the comedy team at the boat show. I remember walking in there and seeing Roy Brown just sprawled out like this on the bleachers, empty. It was before the show, and he's just smoking.
Cookie. That was Cookie, right?
Cookie yeah, Roy Brown.
But you'd go backstage in between, and there's coffee and donuts and ashtrays all over, and Bob Bell's, full Bozo, just smoking.
It was a gigantic for us.
Was that what that must have been, like what Krusty the Clown was based on, maybe?
Just I think so. Oh, yeah.
It had to have been, yeah.
And didn't Mr. Ned say something like he thought his mic was off and he said that I'd keep those little brats for a while or something like
that?
Yeah. He got in trouble.
Yeah, that's very funny.
It's so great to have you guys here. Steve and Leo are my guests, also known as Steve Rudnick and Leo Benvenuti. They do have full names.
Is it Pete or Pete? Is it Pete.
What is it? It's Pete, right? I think, Leo, it's
Peter?
Pete.
Now, no, Peter.
The reason that's Peter. The reason that stuck with me is because John Rigi, who I don't know that well, but I think I worked with him previously, and he kept saying he would go on stage and say, our opener is my favorite flavor ice cream, Peach Wabba. Right. So I was like, my name took all this kind of abuse in Schaumburg. I don't know what the deal was, but let's talk about, okay, so I mentioned before you guys moved to LA shortly after that, and I was kind of in awe because when I moved out there, I was married. I didn't have kids. You guys both had families. That's a big move and a gutsy move. Was that, did you have stuff lined up or were your wives and kids on board or what?
It wasn't as gutsy. We had done the year before, we had done a pilot for a late night TV show that failed.
We were going to star.
Yeah. But the producer of that show called us a year later in 1991 and said, hey, how would you guys like to come out here and write? I'm producing the new Carol Burnett show.
Oh, again,
circus. Carol Burnett is someone I grew up with.
Yeah,
right. I'm thinking, of course, that was a big.
So we say, so you know, my wife and we talked about it. Our son was 4 years old, getting ready to start kindergarten. We said, well, let's just move. If we're going to do it, let's just do it. You know, we got this nice gig, and we went out there, and we started writing.
Went out there a little bit before, and I followed. I think we showed up the day before Carol Burnett had all the writers over for dinner. Right. And I had two little kids, I want to say like 4 and 2, something like that. And it was,
that is really
loaded up. So
we moved out there knowing we had the security of a job. We got out there in the summer. The show premiered in September and it was canceled.
November.
Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what then?
Well, we really never stopped working, Steve. We
got a little job with Roseanne and Tom Arnold. We worked with Dennis Miller. And during that time, during the Carol Burnett time, we were working on the Santa Claus script.
But now Claus, we wrote it as a spec script in Evanston, Illinois. We rented offices. And people were teasing us. It's like, what are you, stand-up comics renting offices? What's going on?
what kind of side hustle? Yeah.
We'd been writing plays in Chicago, too. So it was just sort of our stretching our muscles. And, you know, it was very helpful when we first started writing the screenplay in Evanston, Illinois, which was Santa Claus. We went to Tim Kazurinsky, who was at Second City. And he was just like that comic of that generation. Yeah. At Second City, Farley was there's always that one standout guy. Tim Kazurinsky was that.
Yeah.
He had written about Last Night, right. A movie that actually got made. So he was an actual screenwriter.
Gave us great advice. But anyways, we went out there with, you know, a movie in mind.
Yeah.
And so,
we sold that shortly after. And then that was, it just snowballed and we were never really out of work for many years.
Jeez. Yeah. I heard a story. About, and maybe you guys
lies all lies.
Listen,
Pete, before we go on, could we just go through? You're going to tell the story. I get 1 minute to reply. Then Leo gets 30 seconds to reply.
And Conrad is fact checking. So just keep in mind.
I just want to make sure we have the rules. Okay, go ahead. Next question.
So I heard, and again, maybe this was from you guys, but that the Santa Claus made so much money and cost so little to make because it was the star of the film, Tim Allen's first film, that with Hollywood creative accounting, they couldn't hide the profits.
Oh, that was,
and you guys cleaned up. And that
is
awesome.
How that happened.
It made so much
money. And, you know, it wasn't us that did it, but it was like the producers saying, like, how could there not be any net profit? That, you know, it cost $20 million to make and it made $140 million. I mean, so they said, we're going to do an accounting. We want an official accounting. And Disney came right back and said, all right, we'll give you whatever the figure was, a huge amount of money to split up.
The reason it costs so little nowadays is like astronomical. Tim Allen was a TV star, but he wasn't proven in movies.
His first movie.
So that didn't, you know, he's not getting big bucks. Steve and I had never sold a movie, first time writer. So, you know, they didn't give us, they gave us whatever scale was, but they gave us points, which they never thought, I guess, it would be a big hit. I don't know.
Okay.
Pasquin, John Pasquin, the director, never directed a movie. Yeah.
So he
the
didn't
producers
have...
never did it. They did one other movie, but I forgot what it was. And so we ended up doing pretty well.
Yeah. So that was it. Just, you know.
Was that the first screenplay you guys sold?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's so great. I heard a story. Go ahead, Leo.
No, I was going to say, we sold a bunch. A lot of them didn't get made. That's sort of what happens in Hollywood, too.
Yeah.
That's what happened with me. I mean, we didn't sell as much as you guys, but only one, and they're just sitting there. And it's like, you already paid all this money, and you're not going to make it? Like, I can't even comprehend that, you know? I love the story, too, of the Farrelly brothers making Dumb and Dumber while they have Jim Carrey in their movie, but he wasn't a huge movie star yet. And then while they're filming Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura comes out, and all of a sudden they have the biggest star.
Yeah, right.
Equan Price houses then, you know, that's insane.
Yeah, that was crazy.
We had a movie that we got Jim Carrey attached to. It was Incredible Mr. Limpet.
And oh, yeah, I remember that.
Our manager said, just wait, just sit back and enjoy it, because we sold it, and it was with Norman. Was that with
Norman Jewison? Yeah, Norman Jewison was going to direct.
Yeah, he was producing it, and it was a good script. It got around. Jim Carrey saw it, said, I want to do it, and our manager said, okay, this is a Jim Carrey thing. Just sit back and see the craziness. Yeah. And so many producers got on board. They wanted to do like special CGI stuff when it was still new. And before you knew it, it got so out of hand with spending. And during one of the 2007 writer strike, we were walking and picketing, and we introduced ourselves to, or they introduced themselves to us, these new writers from USC. And they said, oh, are you guys Stephen Leo from the from Incredible Mr. Limpet? Yeah, they taught a class on us, a class on you guys. In what way? It's like, it went beyond that window that you had Jim Carrey, who was pay or play, and it was $120 million investment without, you know, even starting filming.
Right.
And you're already $100 million in the hole without principal photography. And they said, you know, we can't afford this movie. So they scrapped it.
That was a class. So
what we thought, and then they taught a class on how Hollywood could overproduce.
There's the poster on my wall.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Right there.
Wait, what is it? I can't read that.
That's the Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Oh, the Don Knotts,
The Don Knotts. Yeah.
Okay.
That was the remake. They wanted us to do a remake of that.
Yeah.
But we thought with Jim Carrey and all the producers and all that. Lined up, this is a surefire movie. But when it fell big.
Jeez, yeah. I can't believe Norman Jewett in the heat of the night was going to direct a Jim Carrey film. That's crazy. I mean, that would have been really cool to work with him.
Yeah,
too.
We got to have a nice lunch with him. Just to sit down. Oh, he was great.
Real was nice. Great. Oh man, I just love talking to him.
That's so cool.
Movie history there. I know.
My guests are Steve Rudnick and Leo Benvenuti. They wrote The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming. What about Space Jam? What was that like? I mean, did you guys work with Michael Jordan a lot? Were you on the set?
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve and I were on the Bulls for a while when we first met him. But we weren't too good.
Yeah, I don't remember you guys getting much PT.
Well, we were deep in the bench, okay? it's understandable that you might not have seen us.
You got serious air, though, from what I hear, Steve. You just couldn't dribble. That was the problem.
Oh, yeah, no. Listen, believe me, when the Bulls were looking, they were looking for a 5'9" Jew in his 40s. That's,
we don't have a two-handed set shotter on the roster. Get Rudnick on the phone.
Yeah, it was the biggest, one of the biggest thrills.
We just heard that Ivan Reitman, they're looking for pitches to do a movie based on the Air Jordan commercials when Bugs Bunny
I never saw the Air Jordan.
Oh, they were
but they
great.
Said, you know, that they really did well. And they said, if you come up with a movie, they're looking for a movie. So we talked and we came up with this idea. You know, they said it could be anything, you know, it could be a spy movie, a superhero, a science fiction, whatever it is.
We came up with Space Jam. Basically.
Yeah, and we said, you know, both of us, of course, being from Chicago, it's like, well, how can you make Michael Jordan bigger than he is? If he's a superhero, so what? He's already, you know.
Wow.
So we said, let's just do it, make it autobiographical. And then we kind of tied in the fact that he just retired and was playing baseball. And that's pretty much the movie we pitched.
Let's pick it up there. We'll do a very quick break. And Stephen Leo here. Can you guys hang for one more quick segment?
Sure.
Fantastic.
It's really great
having you guys here. Stephen Leo here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Coming up at 7:35, Abby Novak, a frequent flyer. She's become a frequent flyer at Nightlight here. She is the president of Appleton. That's what I'm calling her. And she will be here to talk about stop, drop, and roll. Is that what it, Conrad? Is that the...
You got it.
Ship, sop, sop, no, it's shop, so, it, sip, and
you,
stroll.
You got it.
I can't. I don't know what I'm doing. So Abby will be here. That'll be fun. Right now, we have a few more minutes with the amazingly talented Steve Rudnick and Leo Benvenuti.
Hey, before we go on, Leo just texted me a happy Rosh Hashanah. And thank you, Leo, and happy New Year to everyone out there. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Happy Rosh Hashanah, Steve.
I don't know. Are you like me? I mean, I'm still writing 5784 on my checks. Ba-boom! Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you, Steve, you've been doing that joke for 45 years.
But let me tell you something.
It never stops being funny.
It never stops. But I love that joke because it's so stupid. It used to be. But now, because it takes at least two Google searches to understand that joke. Why did he say 5784? And what's a check? You have to Google those two things. So that's why I love that joke.
Happy
New Year. A sweet New Year.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, Pete, we had a good time writing that one script a couple of years ago.
Yeah, with Pete Farrelly.
That was fun. A lot of laughs.
It was fun working together.
Listen, yeah. I just want to say when I that all started in I think I still lived in LA, and you guys, we met at that diner in Glendale, and I said I had the script. I was without an agent at the time, and I brought it to you guys. You guys said, "Oh, I like this," and that just made my whole year. I was so working on that with you then, and a couple years ago revisiting it was so much fun. And
I wish we would have solved it. I know
Pete loves it. He told me that 2 years ago, the last time I talked to him. So, I did tell him, and if there's ever any news. Obviously, I'll email you guys, but I just said, Pete, I know you're like the busiest guy in the world, but just do me a favor. If you're not into this or if you never plan on going back to it, tell me. And he goes, I absolutely will. And then he gets like, I'd kill to be that busy. So anyway, but that was fun. It was you guys cracked me up even when we were writing on Skype, the three of us, and it was just
fun. It was fun.
Unbelievable. So what about kicking and screaming? What was that like? You get to work with Mike Ditka? And Will Ferrell?
Oh, that was good. That was, we went in and pitched that to like the head of Universal in a meeting with Will. We, you know, we had kind of flesh it out.
That was the
Will.
Easiest pitch we ever did because it was right after Elf.
Yeah.
And so Mary Parent, the president of Universal, yeah. We went in there and whatever we said, she was like, yeah, okay, I'll buy it. Yeah, what? buy it.
I don't know if you remember this, wow. Lou, but we were pitching it and we got about halfway through. And then she said, okay, yeah. And then they either win or they lose. So when can you guys, how long is it going to take to get
exactly.
a script?
Yes.
We couldn't even finish the pitch.
She knew, yeah. She's heard, yeah, these sports movies before. Yeah, okay.
And then the casting was amazing. They said, well, who do you see as the father? And they say, well, in our heads, we were kind of writing it like the great Santini, you know, Robert Duvall. And right. She said, oh, okay, we'll get Robert Duvall. And we went, wow.
Okay.
And
do you remember, I still had family. We were coming in all the time to Chicago. And I saw, there was a commercial that Ditka did.
Yeah.
And I thought, this guy can act, I think. And I went back. I'm like, "Hey, about Ditka?" And everyone sort of laughed, and we got the footage of him.
I think the way it was is that we put him in the script, and then when they said it, and they said, "Well, this Mike Ditka, who do we get someone to play Mike Ditka?" And we kind of, based on what Leo said, he said, "No, but he can act. He should do this. It'll be funny."
Wow!
And he was great, nice, very good. People, all these guys coming up to him for an autograph, never turned anyone down. Will Ferrell, nicest guy ever.
He was great.
Really.
I'll tell you something. My funny, the Ditka story is, you know, we're nervous to meet him. You know, it's like, what do you call him? Mr. Ditka, Mike. And you, he says, so he goes, so you go right up to him and you go, hi, coach. And it just came out of the mouth naturally. you just called him coach.
Yeah.
He was great, though.
I've heard he's great. Like, I had a friend that did commercials with him and said he would stay there forever. If you want, keep wanting him to do it over and over. He didn't care. He was just happy to be working and very easy to.
He was fantastic to work with.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
But that was fun. That was a great one to work on.
And Will Ferrell was great. He cracked me up. I watched Old School recently. And it's what's so great about Will Ferrell is the things he says that aren't even written funny are funny.
Yeah,
like
when
he's at the wedding. And Luke Wilson says, great to see Frank's dad out here. I haven't seen him in ages. And Will Ferrell just goes, I love you, Dad. Like, floors me. Or when he's working on the car, hey, Mike, like just off camera, great stuff.
Well, you know, he was always such a great improviser. So
yeah.
On the set, he's just, you know, he's not afraid to do anything.
Yeah. Did they let him do that? Did he add
Yeah. Okay. They would do a take and then they would say, okay, try something else, you know, try something else. And then we would just be sitting there shouting things out at him and he would try it and then try something else. It was fun.
And Duvall, just working with the guy, you know, he was really fun and open but he could be pretty intense. So Steve and I would be like behind the cameras and we'd be looking at the monitors and we'd look at him, you know, off camera and we're like, you know, that we know. And then when you look inside the monitor, it's like, oh my God, that's Robert Duvall. it's like when you talk to him and we talk to him all the time and he'd get in your face. And a lot of times, cause he would maybe be a bully sometimes about like doing too many takes or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
He would get in our face and he'd be like screaming. But what he was saying is like, I'm telling you the Kobe beef, you don't have to cook it. I'm telling you,
the Argentine beef is far superior to the Japanese beef. And I'll tell you, we were his meat friends. We always would talk meat with him.
I don't know why. I don't even eat beef really. Oh, not because I'm vegan, but I just don't.
And you know what it was? Because the first meeting we had at the big table for dinner, we both ordered steaks. And he was like, oh, you guys like steaks, huh? You know, so we became meat friends.
Like steaks.
Yeah. And then after the shoot, he sent us some really nice Argentine beef as a thank you gift.
You got a gift from Robert Duvall. That is so cool.
Of meat. We got a gift of meat from Robert Duvall.
You know
Duvall.
What? You didn't have to cook it. You really
it was
didn't.
Delicious.
You guys, this is so fun. I can't thank you enough. You're two of my comedy idols and both great guys. So much
thank
fun.
You,
thank you so much for
fun,
being
Pete.
On the show.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to have you guys on when Steve's hair is like Crystal Gale down to your... let's see what we could do.
Let's see where it is now.
Get a flat top.
Okay, so okay, so it's down to here, so we know.
I love it. That's so great. Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hi, Pete. Good
Take
luck.
It easy.
Steve and Leo.
I had a family.
Back at you guys. Absolutely. That's Steve Rudnick and Leo Benvenuti, two phenomenal writers and even better guys. Great to have them finally on the show. And we will be back with Abby Novak, who is going to discuss Shop, Sip, and Stroll.
Yes.
Bingo. Got it. Oh! This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. With total deaths rising to at least 182, Helene is now the deadliest hurricane to hit the mainland U.S. since Katrina in 2005. Getting a look at the destruction in the Carolinas from the air, President Biden making this promise in Raleigh.
I approve the request of Governor Cooper for the federal government to cover 100% of all the costs for debris removal, emergency protective measures, for 6 months.
Israel says its ground offensive today in southern Lebanon against Hezbollah militant targets left 8 Israeli soldiers dead. Federal prosecutors requesting an indefinite delay in scheduling the trial for the man charged in an apparent assassination attempt on former President Trump in Florida, citing a huge amount of evidence. With tens of thousands of port workers on strike, the worry for this man in Royal Oak, Michigan, is potential shortages and price hikes.
This is a domino effect. Everybody's going to be affected.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign in Ripon Thursday. It's her fifth visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee for president in July. Meanwhile, Donald Trump plans to campaign in the area this weekend. An event is scheduled Sunday in Juneau. Wisconsin union leaders say clean energy projects can provide workers with badly needed jobs. Mike Mohn reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships so new hires can learn on the job. I'm Mike Mohn.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Sauk County authorities say they've arrested 4 more suspects in connection to a fatal standoff near Baraboo in July. They were still looking for 2 more last we knew. All 6 are charged with helping Jeffrey Miller break out after he shot at Baraboo police in July. He was later found at a house outside town where he holed up. Investigators say Miller later shot himself. In all, 11 people are charged in the case. 5 others were charged this summer. A UW-Madison student could be disciplined for taking part in last spring's encampment protests. There was a hearing this week for Vingesh Ramachandran. He's a graduate student and a member of the Students for Justice in Palestine group. He's accused of violating university policy. Pro-Palestinian students and others pitched tents and camped on Library Mall in May. 2 graduate students faced disciplinary hearings linked to an op-ed they wrote supporting the encampment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to low in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and pleasant, a high in the mid-70s. A little cooler Friday, sunshine and near 70, but up to the upper 70s and breezy Saturday. Cooler Sunday, breezy again, upper 60s. Currently, it's 66.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
There's more to the walk to end Alzheimer's than just walking, and there's more reasons to take part, too. It's for families facing the disease, for treatments, for stopping Alzheimer's. Join WMDX for Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's at Warner Park in Madison, Sunday, October 6th, starting at 8:30 a.m. Be part of the world's largest fundraiser to fight the disease with WMDX. Learn more or sign up today at alz.org. ALZ.org.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Busted Pencils, Doctors Tim and Johnny.
And we'll be talking to Carrie Beach from The Overture about Shucked.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
It's Wednesday night. It's beautiful. It's Northeast Wisconsin. What could be better? Folks, we are doing it right. We are lighting the night. It is great to have you with me here on this Wednesday night on behalf of the lovely, I called you the lovely. You know what? Because it's compliment night. I was going to call you the lovable producer, Conrad.
And I'll just say, Pete, with a nice shirt.
Again, we've established that. It's a lovely shirt. This is exciting. We have one of our frequent flyer guests about to stop in here and tell us about what is happening in downtown Appleton. And as always, there is really cool stuff going on there. So it is with great pleasure that I welcome to Nightlight the marketing director for downtown Appleton, Abby Novak. Abby, how are you?
Hi, good to be back, Pete.
It's great to have you back. And just to clarify, this event is kind of a tongue twister for me, so I just started calling it Stop, Drop, and Roll. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah, you don't care.
That's fine.
How you doing?
Good. We're getting excited for tomorrow.
I can't believe how busy you must be, because every time you're on here, there's some new event. Like, downtown Appleton is just like hopping all the time, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. A lot of people have been asking, like, now that the summer's over, like, are things slowing down? And honestly, the answer is no. It never really does, but it keeps it interesting for sure.
Was it always like this before you were there, or have you added events personally since you've got there? Like, how's that worked?
Everything has been pretty established. Something that, not that I necessarily came up with, but something that I really advocated for that we added this year was the cafe walk. I'm a huge coffee drinker, and we have, I don't even know, 7, 8, 9 coffee shops downtown, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a newer event that we've added this year. The Night Market Series is a newer one that we've done. So we're always kind of just trying to mix things up, but everything has been pretty well established for the last, you know, several years.
I think it just gives a town an identity, right? I mean, like, when you have all this stuff going on all the time, you must see a lot of the same faces, and it must kind of give the whole community a sense of pride or belonging.
Yeah, absolutely. There's some that we've kind of seen, especially for what I call our walk events, which is kind of like our wine walk tomorrow, that they always are participating. It's this really nice younger couple. And every time I always see them there, and I always get excited when, you know, every time they come back. And of course, there's other faces that I recognize as well. But it's just really great to hear that, you know, they want to come back and experience something new and just love downtown.
So, all right. So this event is called Shop, Sip, and Stroll. It's a wine walk, as you said. Tell us about what's happening tomorrow night from 5 to 8.
You just said that really well. See, did you practice beforehand?
I've been practicing for a week. I'm not going to lie to you. I finally nailed it.
It is totally a tongue twister. It really is.
Every time I would say it, I'd get a dirty look from Conrad, and then I had to ship up and get it together. So finally I did it for your appearance.
Very good. Thank you, Conrad. Good job keeping them in line.
That's right.
So we're very excited. This is one of our events that has been around for a very long time. It went through a little bit of a rebrand as we started seeing, it was more of a ladies' night out for a long time, but we started seeing more males coming kind of with their wives and or just in a group and things. So we decided to brand it a little bit more to show that this is not just a female-centric event. This is really an event for anybody who, you know, enjoys coming down, doing some shopping, sampling some wine, of course. So we're really excited to have this event back. It's always a great way to kick off the fall season and come on in and check out the different fall styles and decor that the different retailers have downtown.
You've got so many retailers involved too. I mean, how does it work with the wine? Do you get, like what makes it a wine walk?
Yeah. So each retailer is going to have a different wine that you're going to be sampling. So you'll just get a little 1 ounce pour of a different red or white wine, and okay. you can just sample that as you're kind of shopping around the store.
Oh, nice. And all the stores offer that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, all right. But there is a bit of a procedure. By the way, it's so funny when you said you called it a ladies' night and then all these men started showing up. That's what happens yeah. when you call anything ladies, whatever. It tends to draw men because they go, oh, there's ladies there.
It'll
nice.
Be the hottest new like pickup spot.
The wine walk. Yeah, why not? So it says before you start your stroll, this is I'm just reading off the website mm-hmm. and you can get more information down appletondowntown.org. And it says you must stop by our office, Downtown Appleton, Inc., to check in between 4:30 and 6 to receive mm-hmm. your ticket, a wine glass. What's that procedure like and what should people know about that?
Yeah. So the reason that everybody has to step by our office is because we have to verify IDs and then we have to give them their official ticket to start the stroll. So for okay. those who don't know where our office is, we are right in the heart of downtown Appleton. Many people know where the Paper Valley Hotel is. We have an entrance through the lobby of the Paper Valley or off of College Avenue, of course, as well. But you can find us right there. So you come on in. And if you have a voucher that you received, meaning you purchased it from one of the retailers, you can bring that in. Otherwise, we have your name written down from online purchases. We check that. Like I said, check your ID to verify that you're at least 21 years old.
Okay.
And then you will receive a swag bag, which is another unique part of this event, where each of our event sponsors donate a really fun item kind of tailored to the event. So we have some special commemorative wine glasses that are through 4 Imprint. Renewal by Anderson, one of our star supporters, gave a really nice reusable wine stopper, which is cool too. There's a couple other items in there as well, but you'll receive that and your first sample of wine, and then you'll be on your way and you can go in any route that you want to the different stops on the ticket.
It seems like maybe it's because it's got kind of a classy name, the Wine Walk. Like, I would assume you don't get too many unruly drunks at a wine walk. Is it a little more sophisticated? And if there's nobody doing shots and stuff like that, it's kind of a more family-friendly or couple-friendly?
Yeah, it's very chill. Like I said, it's a 1 ounce pour, like the size of a Dixie cup, not even full. Like, and you just get a little sample of wine. And like I said, you're kind of sipping it as you're going throughout the store and shopping. So it's really just enhancing that shopping experience. It's not necessarily all about trying to get as many samples of wine as you can or anything like that. You just get a little sip at each location.
Conrad, did you
hear
that?
And the real focus is on the shopping.
Okay. So that's So that was my next question. How much sipping, shopping, and strolling, is it equal parts? Or is, like you just said, it's a little bit of wine, but do people like empty their pockets in these stores? Is it a big night for local businesses?
It is a really great night, and a lot of the retailers offer awesome exclusive discounts to these participants with when they're doing it, and you can see all the discounts that are going to be offered from each location on our website as well. Okay. But it's just a really great way to kind of get some things that maybe you've been eyeing up or, you know, that you're just thinking of for the fall season. I was just at the Vintage Garden a few days ago, a beautiful retail store downtown that has a lot of home decor. And there were several things that I was eyeing up while I was there. And I said I had to wait because I know that she'll have some great deals at the Wine Walk this Thursday. So a lot of them are offering a lot of really great specials.
It's a great, the way you guys sell it too on the website, it just looks, it makes downtown Appleton look so pretty too. You've got, it's well lit. You got fun people on the website. Check it out. It's tomorrow night from 5 to 8. It's the Shop, Sip, and Stroll Wine Walk from 5 to 8. And my guest is Abby Novak. She's telling us all about it. What do you guys have to look forward to after this? What's your next big event, Abby?
Yeah, so next Saturday, we have our Soup Walk, which is one of our most popular walks throughout the year. It is unfortunately sold out. It's usually sales are crazy. This year we sold out in 6 hours, which is record breaking for us.
Is this a U2 concert or something? Holy smokes.
It feels like it. Wow. I think the hype for it is equally the same, but it's truly incredible.
That's not Campbell's soup. You must have good soup if you're selling out that.
It's similar to the Wine Walk, but it's the different restaurants that are serving samples of the soup, nice. And they get super into it. Super into it.
I see what you did there. That's great. Okay, yeah. And then after that, you got a big, I know you guys, my daughter was in your Christmas parade a couple of years ago with the high school band. Yeah. Tell us, give us just a sneak peek of that. When what's going on with that this year?
Yes. So the Downtown Appleton Christmas Parade is actually an event put on by the city of Appleton. We are very proud partners of that event. And of course, it's right in the heart of downtown. But it's a really great event. It's always the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So mark your calendars for that. But that's truly such a magical evening on the avenue. People will come and put their chairs out. Like the parade starts at 7. They will come out at noon and put their chair down. And you have to stay with your chair. So there are people who will sit there for 7-8 hours just to reserve their spot. That's how like important and, you know, special this event is to people in our community.
Yeah. And if you've seen the parade, you understand why people do that. It is a really festive and really cool event.
Yeah.
Abby, thank you. I have one more question for you. And I think I asked you this last time and I thought you answered it brilliantly. What are you watching on TV?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel like last time I gave you a guilty pleasure and I started another guilty pleasure show. My husband makes fun of me for it, but it is The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Have you heard about this show?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it. What am I missing?
Not a lot.
No.
It's just kind of cringy, funny female drama. You know, if you're into like the Bachelor, Bachelorette type stuff, it's a really like interesting show that kind of takes a peek inside the Mormon culture and how these women are trying to kind of bring a new wave, a new generation, and look at the culture a little bit differently. So it is interesting, but it is definitely one of those, you know, dramatic reality TV shows. So.
Well, if you, I don't know if last time you were here, Conrad was big into MILF Manor. So that's one you might want to check out.
I feel like I remember him saying that.
Or don't, yeah. That's not even guilty pleasure. That's like, this is so bad, I can't believe I'm watching it pleasure. At least it sounds like you're getting some enjoyment out of your show. So that's important.
Yes, sure.
That's great. Abby, thanks so much. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't shop too much. Don't sip too much. And stroll a lot. I think that's a good.
Yes.
You should ask me for more advice. I'll give you all kinds of catchphrases here if you ever need some help with that. All right. I hope we talk soon, and best of luck. Have fun tomorrow night.
Thank you so much, Pete.
You bet. All right, that's Abby Novak. She is the marketing director for Downtown Appleton, and they do great stuff down there. There's always something going on in Appleton. You've lived in Green Bay now for, what, a year, almost a year?
Almost a year, yeah.
Is this a festival town? Is there that much going on here?
You know, I feel like there's more in Appleton.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't gone to many events in Green Bay. I've gone to some with my brother and my sister-in-law in Appleton. So
okay. I will say Green Bay, to me, I can't imagine there is a town in the Fox Valley that has louder mufflers than Green Bay. And
yes.
This has been like a really quiet night. Like it usually is. I can't, I'm like, oh my God, are the microphones picking that up? It's like drag racing. It's like the movie Grease is happening out here. So that's kind of cool. So, all right, give us a Brewers update, Conrad. I know you're probably, sad gelato over there. What's happening? Is it bad? Is it over? Oh, no.
Fall gelato.
That's how I'm feeling right now.
Fall Brewers.
Yeah, October Brewers. I saw a stat yesterday that they are 1-11 in their last playoff. Right now they're down 3-1, and it's not looking good. It's the fourth inning, so there's still some time.
Okay.
No, actually, it's elimination game. They lose, they're out.
But wait, is this not a 5-game series? Is it
no? So the wild card, the wild card's just three.
Three. That's right.
And you know, I'm a little sad that we didn't make it. We should have got a better seeding than the wild card, I think, because we won our division. We had a decent amount of wins. So yeah. I thought we should have got that bye, but what do I know, you know?
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's cursed being a Brewers fan, but still got to love them for some reason.
Yeah, that sucks, because every time I hear Pat Murphy talk, you kind of can't help but root for the guy. And I'm not a Brewer fan. They're not my first team, but I've never... Like, as a kid, we would go up to County Stadium because my mom's family lived in Milwaukee. And, you know, they were kind of like my second team. And I always cheered for them. And I like Pat Murphy a lot. So that's kind of too bad that they...
You know, it could be worse. You could be the White Sox.
Oh, my God, I didn't realize they were that bad.
See, I didn't think that anyone could beat the Oakland A's and being one of the worst teams in baseball. And I honestly didn't realize it until I saw that.
I cannot believe how bad. That's like 125 years. Yeah. No one has been that bad. That's just absolutely horrible. Sherry checked in on the text line. Don't want to miss Sherry's text. She says, Scarlett O'Hara, don't fret. I'll worry about that tomorrow. Something like that. Ha, 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 ha. Okay. Thank you, Sherry. We'll be back. Hey, if you want to get in on the question, give someone a compliment. You can do it right now on the text line or on the stream. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The John and Gordy Show.
Crazy people appear before the school boards, and they started banning books, right? The book, she says, featured one kiss. The mysterious woman appeared before a school board in Texas and claimed that this is the kiss that turned her into a debilitating porn addict.
That's been a hell of a kiss.
After reading the Scholastic book, she looked for other books that gave me pleasure. That is a quote.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
How do you not love this song?
You just have to like move your head.
You gotta. There's a guy at a wedding. I saw this. It's just a viral video, and he does the shuffle dancing. Are you familiar with that? I've talked about it before on the show.
Maybe.
If you look up Instagram reels and just type in shuffling, mostly it's girls, but it's guys and girls, and it's such a fun dance to watch. And this guy is at a wedding. He does the thing, the same dance the guys do in that skit or that sketch, but he's a phenomenal dancer. And, it's just great. And then there's a new thing. Have you seen this? It's couples typically. One of them will just start freaking out like they see something horrible, and the other person will start freaking out. There's nothing there. It's just the one person playing a joke on the other person. And it is so funny. My wife showed me there was like a 10-minute compilation, and I could not even catch my breath. Like, you see these men or women who are just like, you know, regular people, but they are losing their minds at the idea that there might be a mouse or a bug or something. God, it's funny.
Have you ever seen those backward semis on the road?
No.
Like they're getting they're getting trailered or something going down by another semi going down the road.
Okay.
You haven't seen those?
I have not.
All right. Well, sometimes they'll be backwards and the guy will be driving and like say like his wife or his significant other is sleeping. He'll start screaming and be like, ah,
yes. Okay. Yes. I have seen that. That's great.
Look at all these comments. I had the wrong window open, but Steve and Leo were talking, and then Abby's got comments here. I feel like I've been left out on my own show. Look at this. Conrad, of course, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Abby. Both of you, thank you so much. Let's connect soon about other events we have coming up. And then Conrad wrote, or no, she wrote, yes, Appleton is cooler. That means she was listening after we let her go, which is cool. And Leo says, is it Pete? Peter? I just don't know. God, that was so fun working with those guys.
It was a great segment.
Yeah, they were fun. My Aunt Jeanette was an actress in Chicago, and she's, you know, pretty. And those guys remember her when they were at Second City. Jeanette was at Second City. And they're so good at, like, as a team, they're like the same mind. And Leo said, you know, I got to tell you, your aunt did the show Troilus and Cressida, and she was like basically dressed in a sheet. And Leo said, and I got to tell you, man, when she walked out in that sheet, and Steve just goes, Leo, and just shakes his head. They were just so much fun to work with on and off stage. It was so fun to have them on the show. So thank you to Steve and Leo. Thank you to Abby Novak, who has become one of our favorites. And thank you. We got a lot of good texts tonight. Like, I wouldn't say the volume was the greatest we've ever had, but pound for pound, great text. I love when people contribute to the show. It's so much fun.
It started out hot with that Drake.
Drake brought it with the Homer. So let's leave the folks with a little comedy here. You got a clip for us?
Yes. So today, A Night at the Roxbury came out in 1998.
Thus the music. Yep.
And yes, What is Love? In the famous scene where he's at the wedding and he starts playing it. That's not the scene I got, but it's so good. If you haven't seen that movie, you got to watch it. But the scene I got is them going out to the club and they use this line. And it's kind of a double thing I got is because also today, The Mighty Ducks came out in 1992.
Yeah.
And they mentioned Emilia Estevez in their pickup line.
Okay.
So anyways, I'm standing there waiting to use the payphone.
Yeah, he was, seriously.
And this guy who's on the phone turns around and tips his hat like this.
And who do you think that guy was?
Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Duckman, I swear to God, I was there.
Of course you were. You were the one who yelled the Breakfast Club's name.
I was like, Emilio! So, anyways, you guys want to make out or what? So I'm standing there waiting to use the payphone, and this guy who's on the phone turns around and tips his hat like this.
And who do you think that guy was?
Emilio Estevez.
The Mighty Duckman, I swear to God. I was like, Emilio! Emilio!
The club is closed, folks. Sorry.
Oh, that's a good song. What is that song?
I think it's called Where Do You Go, right? I don't know, actually.
That. I forgot about that song. That was a good club song. Yeah, that's funny. I forgot, like, when they were saying, I think it was the texture. It might have been Drake or Steady Eddie that said the juice box. We still call people juice box at work. I forgot about that in Kicking and Screaming. I might have to give that a rewatch.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too because I haven't seen it in a while, and it's so great when Dick is there.
Yeah.
With Will Ferrell, it's great banter.
Absolutely. And I forgot Robert Duvall was in the film too, so that's fun. So, all right, we got a really fun show coming up tomorrow night too. Oh, is it Where Do You Go by No Mercy? That might be
that
it.
Might be it.
I might have found it. I might have a new workout song. Tomorrow night on Nightlight, we have another really fun show. It's our popcorn pick of the week. Amy Zimmerman from Poppin' Z's in Madison will be here to give us her popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. Filmmaker Ezekiel Drews from Milwaukee will be here, and Jesse March. We got cut kind of short with Jesse last time, so I want to hear more about the renovation. This is in St. Croix Falls. It's the Festival Theater. Jesse's going to join us for a quick hit tomorrow night, too, towards the end of the show. That'll be fun. And then Freaky Friday on Friday, we're going to tell ghost stories, ladies and gentlemen, at 6:35 on Friday, and it'll be a bar band Friday night, too. Thank you to all the guests, Steve and Leo, Abby Novak. Thank you for your texts. On behalf of the lovable Conrad, who likes my shirt, this is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Alexander Venman with very compelling testimony during the first Trump impeachment trial. J.R. Radcliffe with all things sports. And this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.